But now it is time to welcome our guest, Jeff Akopian, who is the inventor of Akopian Bird Savers, a very simple gadgetary device that will help prevent bird collisions with windows. Jeff, welcome to You Bet Your Garden.
Thanks, Mike.
This is really important. I couldn't believe that we had not done a question of the week on bird collisions. We hear from our listeners all the time about bird collisions, and it just destroys their day if a bird flies into their window. And it's a very common problem that you seem to have developed a very simple, low-tech solution to. But let's drop back to the simple topic of why do birds fly into windows, and are some windows more likely to suffer bird collisions?
Yeah, basically, windows act like mirrors. And so the birds see the outside in the mirror in the window, and they think that they can fly through it. So they fly into, they'll see a tree in the window, and they'll fly in through the tree and hit the window.
And they don't slow down, though, what I've noticed.
No. They might slow down if they happen to see something that clues them that not the outside, but no, they smash into it full speed.
And my understanding is this is a huge problem when you look at the totality of the country, that this happens too frequently.
It happens a lot. A lot.
And as our listeners know, I'm a huge advocate of populating your landscape with birds because this is something that's been forgotten in the modern world of gardening. A lot of people only think of birds as pests because they'll steal their cherries or they'll share their blueberries or a couple of other things. But I was always struck when I would see a turn-of-the-century gardening book or a gardening book or a farming book from the teens or 20s. Almost always there would be a chapter on attracting the farmer's friend, which was different birds that would come in and eat pest insects for the farmer. It was a vital part of pest control.
Yes, definitely.
Now, what got you involved in trying to come up with a simple solution to window collisions? Because, you know, if you go online, there's 800 different tricks people can do, putting up Halloween spider webs, hanging CDs in their window.
And they're all pretty ugly looking, and a lot of them don't even work. But back in the late 70s, early 80s, we realized that birds were killing themselves in our windows at our house. And we decided to, we're a family of engineers and naturalists. We decided to...
That's a good combination right here, right?
We decided to try to figure out how we could stop this from happening because they were always unusual birds like cuckoos and flickers. And what we did is we took those beads that hang, if you remember from back then...
I just had a flashback.
those beads that hang in the windows. We took them apart and we hung them about every 4 inches outside the window. And lo and behold, it stopped the birds from colliding with the windows.
So, but you had hippies walking up to your
house
all the
time. We did have hippies walking around, yes. A couple of us lived in the house, actually. But anyway, so that solved the problem for years and years and years. And then a few years later, we started a book on the birds of Armenia. We started writing a book on the birds of Armenia. And we collaborated with this fellow in Muhlenberg College, Dan Clem, who, as it happened, very unusual, he was studying birds colliding with windows. So I thought we were the only ones with this problem of having the birds collide with the windows. He said it's a major problem all over the place. So after years of him telling me this, I decided, well, geez, I should make this technique available to everyone. So I made a website, birdsavers, plural, birdsavers.com, and it tells you on there how you can make this yourself. It's just paracord, a nylon paracord, 1/8 inch diameter. They're hung about, you hang them about 4 inches apart on the outside of the window, and the birds basically see the cords before they fly into the window. And it works. And it's been scientifically tested.
Now, you're calling this paracord.
Parachute cord.
Parachute cord. Yes. Oh, okay. And is that what it is?
That is parachute cord. As a matter of fact, this particular...
So this stuff is indestructible.
It's indestructible, yeah. It's actually made at the same place that makes the paracord that they use to land the Curiosity lander on Mars.
Oh, wow. Cord,
which is up in Telford, Pennsylvania.
I should treat this stuff with more respect. Jeff has brought in some of his manufactured product, and this parachute cord is it's like a lanyard, and the color is like a military greenish.
It's olive drab, they call it.
Right, olive drab. I should have known that. And I'm guessing that that's the most invisible color.
Well, I think that any color will work, to tell you the truth. But the
invisible, I mean, not to the birds, but to the homeowner.
Right. We also think the same thing. We think that it looks the best. That's why we use that color.
But you have four clamps that will hold it in place, and What do they claim? Oh, they've got Velcro
on
them? We've
got two different kinds for the ones we make. It's either Velcro, but they don't last as long. After a year or two or three,
right,
the weather might, they might deteriorate. Or you can just put them in with little screws and clamps.
Okay, and it's adapted to either one.
Yep.
And then it goes across the top of your window. And how many cords hang down? How often?
That depends. About every four and a quarter inches. So it depends on how wide your window is.
Right.
We custom make them for your window. This is very interesting because you tell people hanging strings in front of your windows, and it's like, ew. But then when people actually see it, that's not their reaction at all. I had one young lady, she said that she can't wait to buy a house so she can put these on the windows because they had a calming effect on her.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
Well, there's nothing less calming than having a bird bounce off
that's
your window
true.
While
that's
you've true. Got a glass of wine at the end of the day watching the sunset and Woody Woodpecker takes
really,
a header.
It really stinks when the birds kill themselves in your windows. But these are many places. There's some out in the USDA facility in Maricopa, Arizona. We sent them a bunch, and now they're making their own. And they told me an interesting story. They said all of a sudden, a place where they had bird savers, one of the birds started hitting the windows again, and they went and looked at it. And what happened was part of the bird savers fell down, and where they fell down, that's where the birds were hitting the windows again.
So that's like double proof.
Yeah, they work. They work.
And one of the things that enticed me to have you on the show, because obviously you have a little company that makes these and stuff, but what I found remarkable is you really try to talk people out of buying them from you.
I'd rather they make them themselves, because there's all kinds of people out there, and it's so simple to make. You know, gardeners, they don't want to buy something, they want to make something.
Well,
but
that,
if they want to make it, they can order them from us, and we'll make them.
That's not necessarily true, but I can tell you it's true about every engineer I ever met, Jeff. And you know they're going to try to, well, this could be a little bit better
that's
here.
Good.
Or,
that's good.
You know. So that's great. I mean, you have a company that tells people to make it themselves.
Right.
And has all the instructions they need.
All the stuff is on the website, how to make them.
And the website is birdsavers.com.
Birdsavers with an S, plural, yeah.
That's pretty easy to remember. Well, this is great. I will have to keep this in mind. And the fact that you are really telling people, don't buy it from me if you don't have opposable thumbs or something like that. but otherwise, here's how to make it yourself. Mm-hmm. It's not that bad. And, boy, we could save a lot of birds.
We could.
If people did this. And you're going to save a lot of birds after today. So, Jeff Akopian, inventor of the Akopian Bird Savers, thanks very much for being on the show, but thank you even more for taking this problem seriously and finding a solution to it that's so easy that anybody can do.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks very much.
And once again, that website is birdsavers.com.